Business is simple. It's just not easy. We focus on three things to help you run and grow your business more easily: talent, sales, and how to scale. This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
Okay, so taglines do come in flavors, don't they? They're like ice cream. It's so funny. And I talk about this in my book a little bit because we see physical structures of taglines that can look and feel different, but there's some general principles that I'd love to kind of give you. So I think first and foremost, a great tagline is short. It's typically only 5 to 6 words. And I'll tell you, if your tagline has a semicolon or a period, that's not a tagline, that's a sentence, right? So maybe start there by shortening it. Yeah. But here's the thing, there's also some different varieties you might see in the world. One of them is if you have ever seen like word, period, word, period, word, period. That's a structure for a tagline. Sometimes you get a tagline that's like, do this, period. Verb oriented, very action oriented, but it's like two words and two words. And then you get a standard just phrase that's an action phrase, building this, empowering this, accelerating this. But structurally, the goal is to have it short. It should be memorable, should be very provocative. It should really get to the, again, the bottom line of what's the overarching promise of what you're saying you're delivering. It should answer the question when you walk into the room, what do you do? We blank, we tagline.
Got it. Now, I've heard a couple of people, and this might be a little bit tactical, but oftentimes people say, well, what do? And then you lay out, and this, I don't think this would equate to a tagline, more along the lines of what you're talking about with that value prop, maybe, where you go into a bit of a story. Have you, you know how oftentimes you'll hear that, you know, companies, they don't know how to do X, Y, or Z. They don't know how to hire salespeople. They can't get a hold of conversation. We help with that. So that's not necessarily a tagline, and it's a bit of a conversation starter. So how would you differentiate that tagline versus something along those lines that might tactically put you into a conversation?
All right. So really, this is great. So tactically, let me give you the flow of how this can work in an actual conversation, because I think everything that we've done with this brand trifecta is built off of conversation psychology, and it's after buyer psychology. But essentially, I actually would want you to lead with your tagline first before you get into the story, because okay, you want to give somebody something short enough and memorable enough where they want to ask the next question. Not every listener, not every person you talk to cares about story. What's interesting is some people are just like, get me to the point. And yeah, if you've ever heard of like DISC psychology or communications,
yeah,
not everybody's going to go, the moment you go, you know how, you've lost me, you know, and it's like, you've lost me. I don't care. You just lost credit with me. So what I want people to always do is to have that 5 or 6 words to answer. What do? We blank. Now, here's the great part is if you give a really good tagline and I say, oh, I build brands that win more work, your response will be, really? So tell me more about that. Then I go, okay, well, here's the deal. I am a brand strategist and I believe that business is a conversation and not a transaction. But here's the catch, Brian, is many businesses struggle to create conversations that convert. You're like, yeah. And I go, all right, well, that's where I come in. My job is to help you build a brand message that's going to build that compelling and common ground with your audiences, so ultimately they buy from you versus the competition. So I gave a bit of a story there, just like you talk about, you know how we do, you know this? Well, we help with that value prop. I just want you to move it down to the second step.
So Kate, based upon some of the things that you've been laying out here, your approach seems very akin to, I think his name is Don Miller.
Donald Miller.
Yeah, Donald Miller, building your story brand, because a lot of this is very unique. He doesn't necessarily say that the three uniques, that more comes out of the entrepreneurial operating system and that in their marketing side, but it brings this all together, and it just seems like that story form is very much akin to that.
Well, here's where I'm going to challenge it. This is such a great question. So I think that there's a huge component that Donald Miller did brilliantly, okay, which when Donald Miller brought out this idea of story brand, what he did that was so phenomenal is he really had us wake up and go, oh my gosh, why are we not putting the customer at the heart of this journey, in the heart of our story? Here's the thing though. I think we have to take it to the next level, because what happened was, is we all took this idea of storytelling and we ran with it in a very bad way. Okay. And so what I mean by that is we all took it. We're like, oh, I'm going to tell this complex story about how amazing we are. You know, if you've ever been on the other side of a story, it's boring sometimes. And it's a one-way monologue. And I'm a firm believer that we need to move away from pure storytelling branding to conversational branding. Conversational branding, the way that I teach with the brand trifecta, means that every layer from your tagline to your value proposition statement to your differentiators actually allows space or room for somebody to ask the next question, to respond. Now that's really interesting. You're not giving paragraph upon paragraph of copy, are you? You're giving room with these short sentences for somebody to go, what do you mean by that? Hold on, that's interesting. Wait a second, how are they different? Every step of the way, you're allowing somebody to buy in and self-select that they want to keep going in the conversation. And that's why, like, my book is called Muting the Megaphone, because as marketers, we get such a bad rap for what we call megaphone marketing, right? And if you've ever been on the other side of that, you're all like inundated with all of this stuff. You're like, overwhelm. And I think we need to stop that. You need to stop telling stories and start having conversations.
So you're really suggesting that this is choose your own outcome, right? Choose your own ending as you're going through this, because depending on where you pause, and I've noticed this in your speech pattern too, is whenever we're talking, you'll put in long breaks that invite somebody to either ask another question or allow you to continue on. So I'm not sure if that's intentional or not. I'm guessing it is.